All right, here in this lesson, we're going to expand. We learned three chords in the key of D, D, A, and G. And we're going to start adding, we're going to add a relative minor, and we're going to add some other keys. The hard part is already done. The hardest part is just learning three chords. And if you've done that, congratulations. Because the rest is just learning more chords, learning more of what you've already learned. So if we're in the key of D, and you can download the chord chart on that. If we're in the key of D, we learn D, A, and G. The only thing we didn't learn is its relative minor. These are major chords, and in the key of D, there's a relative minor, and that just means that it sounds really good with these other chords. The relative minor of D is B minor. You can look at your chord chart how to play that. This is the simplest way to play B minor. If you want to play a fuller B minor, you use all four fingers. You play it like this. So you got D, B minor, G, and A. And this pattern was really popular in the 50s. It was the Christian community started playing guitar, and this was a popular one. Maybe you remember it if you're older like me, but it only takes a spark to get a fire going. So it's just playing the key of D that we already learned, and it's adding that relative minor. Some more keys. We learned D. Let's try G. Well, let's try C. Let's go to the key of C. In the key of C, there's the chord C, and there's G. You already know G. And there's the hardest one of all, F. So you know the G already, so we only have to learn two chords to learn this next key. We're in the key of C. C is just played like this. This is the easiest way to play C. If you want to play a full C, that's also on your downloaded sheet. You can see the chord chart on that. So this is C. It goes with G, and then finally F. And that's on your chord chart. The hard part, and this is the simple F, and this is the full F. The hard part about F is these two right here, because you're holding down two strings with one finger. And for beginners, that's hard. People generally, again, they have their hand not anchored here, and so they try to press down two strings, and then the next ones, and then people end up sounding like this, because their fingers are touching the wrong strings, and so people really get frustrated. You'll probably get frustrated, too, with F. My only advice is you just got to keep doing it. Eventually, your fingers will find the way. It's not going to sound as nice as mine, but I've been playing for a long time. Eventually, for me, what helped is in my mind, it was like scrunching the neck. I took my fingers and I just pressed them like as close together as I could. And so, for me, it was that sensation, and all of a sudden, it felt pretty good. But you have to just keep practicing and keep practicing. And trust me, eventually the F will come. But that's probably the hardest one. And then the relative minor of the key of C is A minor. And that's on your chord chart as well. And that's a very easy chord to learn. So we've got C, G, A minor, F. Okay, then the next... And that's probably one of the most popular keys that a guitar player plays. And there's C and then D. And now we're going to look at the key of G, another very popular key for guitar players. And the cool thing about the key of G is you already know these chords. In the key of G, we have G, which we learned already in the key of D. And the next one is C, which we've already learned in the key of C. And then the next chord is D, which we already learned in the key of D. So if you learn those first two, which is kind of interesting, all you have to do is learn five chords, and you know the three basic keys that guitar players play in. So we already know G, C, D, and the relative minor of the key of G is E minor. So it's... basic chords.